What was it like as a kid living in here?
Ooh, gee. We just had to... it was good, but we didn't have very much here to do. They did have a skating rink here for a while, but we didn't get to go very much, you know, to it, because that was before they integrated when I was coming up. And so we kind of just, we'd go to Solana maybe, you know, after we got old enough, after Daddy and Mom and them let us go. But most of the time, we just have parties, you know, at each other's house or something like that, and we all get together. And that's about all we had to do here until I got into high school in Denton, before we really, you know, started going and doing things. So it was kind of boring, but then we had fun anyway. But we, during my life, you know, we worked in the fields. And we all had to go to the field, because that's how we made our living. Everybody made a living. And we would go, and then when cotton season was over with, that's when we got to go to school, after we stopped picking cotton. And we'd go, and I'm going to be truthful with you, there was a couple of times in my life which a lot of them that lived here did drop out. But I was determined that I was going to go to school. I'm not going to do cotton all the rest of my life, you know. So I wanted to stay in school. I had to go when school started, you know, we'd be behind and everything, so I had to do catch up all the time. And I had one white friend of mine, which, you know, she grew up here, and her dad owned a store up on the square. And she would let me come up to her house, and I'd go around to the side and go in there and use her books and study, because I didn't have nowhere else to go to, you know, to study here. And it was too far. Mom and Dad didn't have transportation to carry me to Denton. So we were just, you know, we were stuck. We didn't have everything. But like I said, she let me use her books, and I would study, and a lot of nights I would say, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to quit, you know. But then I think, you know, I want to keep going. So I did. I kept going. And I graduated. When they gave out the diploma, I got mine. So I made it through that. So I tell my kids all the time, you know, it's not easy. Because, and the kids, you know, they would make fun of the kids in Paula Point sometime. They said, school, you know, cotton picking must be over here from Paula Point, you know. They tease us, you know. But it didn't bother me that much, because I told them, it doesn't matter about you teasing me. When you get your diploma, I'm going to get mine. And that's what I did. You know, I just kept going. I had to play catch up, but the teachers were real good there, you know, and they would help me. Sometimes I'd stay, and if Mom and Dad let me, you know, let me stay and study, so I would do that sometime and do what I had to do to catch up. But Paula Point, it's been real peaceful, you know, during the time when they was having all the trouble everywhere else. I didn't have that much here. Which, you know, because most of the people worked in the fields together, and all the parents, we knew each other, you know. So it was kind of like, you know, but then some of the kids, we could tell somebody don't live, you know, they'd come in and they would be a little problem, you know, sometimes. But it wasn't really that bad, you know, just doing that. And so I'm just, like I said, I'm proud to be here. I've been in different places visiting. I go and, you know, but this is home. Always just, I never had a desire to move anywhere else. And I just kind of stay here. So.